Chapter 15. Mara was awakened by something heavy descending upon her. The air was filled with wild, gleeful croaking as she tried to stand, but fell flat with the smothering weight. Her voice sounded muffled as she called out,
"What's going on, Pickle? Wake up!"
Beside her, she felt Pickle stirring into action.
"Whoa, I say, what's a paw? These things stinks!"
Mara managed to push him flat. She lay still a moment as she tried to make some sense of the situation. Instantly it became clear, and the icy paw of fear gripped her. They were both enveloped in the meshes of a sprawling net fashioned from tough, dried reed grass and weighted all around with boulders. Through the small apertures, she could see literally hundreds of large toads. The slimy creatures were waddling and hopping about in a primitive victory dance, their baggy throats puffing and swelling as they croaked a horrid, tuneless chant. Most of them were armed with tridents or a curious type of flail with stone-tipped thongs. The sand lizard, Swinky, leapt triumphantly forward, brandishing the dagger and broken javelin that had been their only weapons. Thrusting his leering face close to the net, he slithered his tongue in and out as he watched the plight of Pickle and Mara.
"How do you feel now? Want to pull me tail off, steal me tail, beat me up?"
Mara was about to say that they'd not harmed him, but she thought better of it. Unknowingly, they had made a dangerous enemy. She tried reasoning with Swinky.
"I'm sorry about what happened. We didn't mean to upset you. We promised to reward you if you took us back home."
"Liars."
The lizard spat through the meshes at her.
"You were don't fool, Swinky. I got plenty swamp flies and marsh worms off King Glagweb in a trade for you. Swinky, I like revenge."
Pickle pawed at the net in helpless fury.
"You're an absolute bounder, Stinky. Do you hear me? If I could get out of this confounded shrimp trap, I'd raise a blister on your noggin that wouldn't go down in a season."
Before they could exchange further insults, the lizard was swept aside by a massively bloated toad, red-eyed and covered in repulsive yellow warts which blotched its slime-green skin from end to end. The toad prodded a long trident through the meshes, narrowly missing their eyes.
"Food slaves, be silent, or you die."
"Best do as he says. I think he means it,"
Mara whispered under her breath to Pickle. The lizard bowed fawningly before the massive toad.
"Swinky, bring your good a tread, King Glagweb."
King of the Toads nodded ponderously and waved his trident. Two smaller toads came forward, carrying between them a sack, which moved with a wriggling, writhing motion. Swinky snatched it from them and backed off, bowing and scraping.
"Swamp flies, marsh worms, no need to count 'em. Swinky, trust Grey King, always good to a do trade with."
Dragging the sack off into the dunes, he waved to Mara and Pickle.
"Die, die, food slaves."